Community Players in Bloomington opens Big Fish this weekend. With a book by John August and music and lyrics by Andrew Lippa, the show is a heartwarming, fantastical, and powerful work. That's according to director Scott Myers, who says Big Fish has impressed him in all aspects.
The first time I saw it on stage, the first time I read the book, the Tim Burton movie, and certainly it's the kind of show that I want it to be a fun show for those who are involved and those people who are watching. It's really important for community players to have a nice balance of shows. And this particular show is a very family-oriented, fun for all ages kind of show.
Well, for people who haven't read the book or seen the musical or the film, could you give us a bit of a summation of the story?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Edward Bloom is a gentleman who is a traveling salesman. This story kind of follows Edward's life in various parts of his life, starting with him being a father to son Will. And that kind of feeling that I love my son, I want to be with him, but I also have to travel for my job, and I cannot always be here for all of his games and things like that. So in his mind, Edward decides, well, what I'd like to do is to perhaps share stories about myself to my son, and that way there's leaving a little bit of legacy for him and something that will allow him to be proud of me. And so he starts telling these very, very extravagant, tall tales, fish tales, some might say. And as a young boy, Will is entranced by those stories. As he gets older and have his own child, he wonders if really all of these things happened or not. And then there is a little conflict going on between father and son that sometimes happens in families.
Well, what are the themes in this show that the audience will react to?
Well, I think connections with friendships, connections with family. I say that whoever comes to see this show, I'll be very surprised if you don't find something that you can relate to. We have all had opportunities to have relationships, friendships that can last a lifetime, blessed in some cases to have families, to have children, to have courtships, and all of these things come into play in the show of Big Fish. And so when we're watching this, you're going to be able to see things that you can say, I can relate to that. I've had those kinds of relationships in my life. So relationships really is the top of it as far as I'm concerned.
And storytelling is really big in this. It delves into the tales that we use to define ourselves, whether they be completely accurate or not. And is that a good thing, that maybe, you know, Ed could embellish and create something memorable like that?
I think so. You know, Edward is someone who has a very vivid imagination to begin with. I don't think his childhood was perhaps the best, and so he wanted to make sure that maybe he could make up for it as a parent himself. Well, that becomes difficult, again, when he's not always there for his son, and he tries to make it up a little bit in the adult relationships that they have between father and son. Then we also follow Will, who, as he grows, is really struggling with what kind of father am I going to be? And we sometimes see that things are repeated in families, some good, some bad, but we want to make sure that the good for sure gets passed on. And that's where Edward comes in with his stories. I think sharing stories, you know, when you think about it, think about all the people nowadays who are into the genealogy and ancestry. That also is sharing your family stories. And we find sometimes as we delve into our past, well, that didn't quite happen the way that we were told it was happening.
In the show, you go from a swamp, you have a circus, you have a Wild West show, a USO show, lots going on. So it seems to me there's a lot of challenges with regards to the stagecraft.
Most definitely. We have about 150 separate pieces of costume or props in this show. Our sceneries have to be changing quickly. We have an open kind of set that we, because this is a very dance-oriented show, you're going to see tap dancing and all kinds of something called the Alabama Stomp, which is a fun thing going on. So we need the space on our stage. And here at Community Players, it's a wonderful stage to work with. However, We don't have a lot of side wings, we call it, where you can put props and lots of set on the sides like some theaters have. So we have to be a little bit creative and build sets that are very movable and can come in. And we use our audience imaginations too. So in a fanciful show like this, you want the audience to be able to see a piece of scenery that may not be a complete set of a house or whatever. And they say, oh, I can imagine that. There it is. That right there, that lamppost, kind of gives me the idea that I am on the street of a town called Ashton.
What are some standout songs in this musical?
Well, one of my favorite, and I'll have to tell you, there are shows that, whether I'm in it or not, whether I've directed or not, whether I've seen it or not, there are shows that it doesn't matter how many times I listen to the soundtrack or music, I never get tired of it. And this is one of those shows that I feel that way. When we talk about Be the Hero of Your Story, it's a wonderful song that kind of sets the tone of the show right from the beginning as Edward starting to tell his story to his son.
Every tale that you invent becomes a life that you make real, where each character you meet becomes your friend. You don't need to be a novelist to make believe what's waiting round the bend.
Be the hero of your story till it's done.
If you understand this premise, you will never be alone.
You can conquer every challenge, you can face each stepping stone. Be the hero of your story.
So Be the Hero is a wonderful, wonderful song. We also have some wonderful ballads. There are parts of this show that you have extravagant big numbers, and then you have some nice ballads that are done by, for instance, Edward's wife, who realizes as Edward is aging, that's another thing that comes into play, death. We see marriage, we see birth, we see death. That's part of our lives. And so that comes into play when we're seeing some of the ballads that come through. And the characters really share their own feelings at that moment in time. And I think we can all say, I have felt that before.
Close your eyes, I'm still beside you. No goodbyes needed today. Hear what the rain says.
That this is a fun show for the audience because there's a lot of splashy musical numbers and a lot going on. How are you keeping it fun for your cast?
Well, I think one thing is to realize that this is a learning experience for everyone. It doesn't matter how many shows you've been in or if this is a first-time experience. In this particular show of our cast members, we range in age from 9 to 60, so that's a pretty large range. We talked right from the beginning about this is an ensemble group, meaning everyone works together. We're a cohesive group. So you want to make sure that everybody is comfortable, that they know they are a very vital, important part of this production, and then just have fun during rehearsals. We have laughed over mistakes made and things that are done, and you want that. You want everyone to feel like, oh, great, I have to go to rehearsal tonight? Oh, great. You know, no, I can't wait to go to rehearsal because we're having a lot of fun with this production. So make it light, make it fun, and don't be a taskmaster too much.
That's Scott Myers, director of Big Fish at Community Players in Bloomington, running now through March 29th. I'm Laura Kennedy.